welcome this week's special musical guest. It's Mark King.
I'm not proud, I was wrong. Hey. And the truth is hard to take. I felt sure we had enough, but our love overbore. Life on lies, lost at sea. I've been trying to reach your shore, but waves of doubt keep drowning me. All the dreams that we were building, yeah, yeah, we never fulfilled them. Could be better, should be better. Lessons in love, lessons in love.
One more time.
If we lose the time before us, yeah, yeah, the future will ignore us. We should use it, we could lose it.
Good God!
Lessons in love.
Mark King, the backed, of course, by the brilliant Steve Brown. So, what have you been up to this week, Steve?
I've been spending a lot of time thinking about God, actually. If there is a God, why did he give me this life? It's not fair. I want a different life.
Steve Brown, ladies and gentlemen! So, welcome to the show. Always very hard, this first bit. Get started. What do you do? What's the right thing to say? Get an impact. That's what you've got to do. You've got to make an impact. It's like the New Zealand rugby team. I like the fact that they come on and just do the haka and do that. Not the best thing for radio, the visual stuff, but you get the idea. I'm sure they can all picture it. It's an odd thing to do, that, isn't it? They think it's scurry, right? But I went to college with loads of rugby people, right? And I'm telling you, my college, they wouldn't have found that scurry. The only thing they found scurry at my college, the rugby lot, was gay people. I think it'd be far better suited if New Zealand just came out and went, 1, 2, 3, 4, kick, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, nice shoes, I am what I am, I am. All English players going, forget this, come on, we're going home. Come on, Keith, drag your knuckles. Of course, this year is the Rugby World Cup, and I'm looking forward to that, of course. Let's hope Johnny Wilkinson's fit, because that Johnny Wilkinson, you see, that is a proper rugby name, isn't it? Johnny Wilkinson. That's why we beat the Australians in the last final. It's a proper rugby name, isn't it? Johnny Wilkinson. Proper tough macho name. Named after the two most macho products you can get on the British market. The rubber condom, the triple-headed razor. The Australian fly half was called Elton Flatley. That's not quite as hard, is it? Named after the two campest men in showbiz. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet my regular guest. What can I say about this woman? She's got more talent in her little finger than, well, than the rest of her body. Please welcome Angela McHale! Hello, Angela.
Hello.
Now, as you may know, at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen, me and Angela usually partake in a bit of postmodern double act banter where I pretend to be a bit of a bully.
Well, it's not always pretend, is it?
Shut it. But today, something a little different. We're going to sing a song with our very own Steve Brown! So, what are we singing, Steve?
I thought we could do a Gershwin song. Who? Gershwin, you know, it's marvellous, wonderful.
Never heard of him. Oh, I know this one.
I like tomato.
I like tomato.
I like potato.
I like potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Stop! Stop!
I say.
You're singing exactly the same as her.
Really, am I that out of tune?
Not the tune, the words. You're supposed to be singing it differently.
Oh, yes, sorry, of course. Start again.
I like tomato.
I like banana.
What?
It's not the fruit that's the problem, it's the pronunciation.
Oh, I see.
I like tomato.
I like banana.
Listen, listen.
Oh.
She says tomato, you say tomato.
Oh, of course, right. So how should I say banana?
Don't say banana at all.
Right.
I like tomato.
I like tomato.
I like potato.
I like potato.
Oh, well, are you doing this deliberately? She says potato, you say potato.
Potato? What's a potato?
It doesn't matter what it is. Just a bit of fun.
If it's just a bit of fun, why can't I say banana?
Because there's no... Because there's no such thing as a banana.
There's no such thing as a potato.
I could do without your musical input as well. Thank you very much, Nelly Furtado.
Potato.
Just sing.
I like tomato.
I like tomato.
I like potato.
I like potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
At last.
I say either.
I say tomato.
Oh, forget it. Bring on the first guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Will Smith.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I know. First of all, I'd like to apologise to anyone who got very excited there and was actually expecting the other Will Smith, the rapper turned Hollywood film star. I'm afraid there's been a horrendous mix-up in the bookings. Tonight, I'm here, and he's giving a talk to Eton College Chess Club. That's right. Everybody wins. Obviously, I know that I stand out, and I maintain that is because the world has turned upside down. I mean, we all know that 50 years ago, the BBC would have come up to someone like me and just said, excuse us, what would you like to do on television? And I could have said, I'd like to do a show called Scouts and Their Badges. Yeah, I'd have got a 10-week series and a Christmas special. I flick through the channels now, I just see cooks, gardeners, builders, decorators, and I just think the staff have taken over. It's an utter disgrace. It's no fun, I tell you. And, you know, I don't want to be like this. I'd change if I could. I mean, you know, obviously, I don't want this voice. I'd much rather have a Celtic accent. I mean, Irish or Scottish, I don't care which, because it's very sexy, isn't it, ladies? Huh? Oh, come on, you love Irish and Scottish. Whereas posh male, it's just sinister, isn't it? It is. It's just, take off your panties. Is that doing anything for anyone out there? Firing you up down below. Give us a flashier pigeon. So, always a gamble, that. I'll be honest with you, because of that, I haven't had sex now in a woman. that's a joke, don't worry. I've done it. If I could be completely honest with you, possibly more honest than some of you may feel comfortable with, but this kind of sums up me and sex. If a woman was to rip open my shirt in the throes of passion, I'd just think, oh, buttons. Ooh, I mean, I wouldn't stop. I want to stress that, you know. I wouldn't go, what up, bitch, you ripped my dang shirt, you know. No, don't worry, I'd complete the sex thing, but I would be distracted. I'd be thinking about it, you know. I'd be thinking, I think one of them went under the wardrobe. It sounded like a couple bounced under the bed. It just never ends. I can never just switch off and, you know, go with the moment. I once lost an erection when I noticed that the woman I was with didn't alphabeticize her CDs. Just went. I mean, don't worry. I got it back with the thought I'd be able to spend the whole of the next morning putting them all in order. Rock hard, you know, aye aye captain, but unfortunately it meant I came too soon. No, she fell asleep, I made a start, it was brilliant. Anyway, that's all for me for now, see you in a bit. Thank you very much.
Will Smith! Will Smith going backstage to snort a line of Harvey's Bristol cream off a portrait of Penelope Keith's breasts. I love words, mate. I'm obsessed. I love the word walkie-talkie. I love that word. I'd love to have been at the meeting when they came up with that word. Great, wasn't it? Right, we've got this new wireless communication system. What should we call it? I know! It's all right, Derek. We'll deal with it, eh? No, it'll work! What about
Shouty, shouty. No, no, no. Satty, chatty. No, 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 no. Reachy, speechy. Shut up, Derek. There's a good lad. You just sit there and eat your chicken leg. Or as you call them, eaty feeties. It's time to meet our musical guest, Mark King!
Thank you, thank you.
Now, Mark, each week we have a musical intro for the guest based around the person's name. Well, it was a struggle this week, but don't worry, we finally cracked it.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay a paradise, whatever.
Mark King. Mark.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that the word genius is an often overused way of describing people in the music business. So have you been, all right?
Yeah, not bad.
I'm joking, of course. You're a brilliant musician, much better than me. I only reached grade 4 on piano, but it says in my notes that you are a level 42 bass player.
Yeah, level 42 is the name of the band I'm in.
Oh, yes, of course. In fact, it says here that you got the name level 42 from a sign in a Japanese car park.
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
It's a myth.
Well, I can't do my joke now.
What joke's that?
It could have been worse. You could have been called Pay and Dispray.
Oh. Yeah, like I said, what joke? Well, the truth is that me and another band member, Boone, at the time, were reading Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And in the book, the answer to the question, what is the answer to life, the universe and everything, is 42.
Makes you wonder what kind of stuff Sham 69 were reading.
Well, books about washing windows, I reckon.
Not the sham bit. And of course, you've had loads of success over the years. You've released no less than 24 albums, which have spawned an amazing 34 singles.
That's right. But a little bit of trivia for you, though. I've still never had a number one in the UK.
Really? Your kidneys must be in a right state. It's... Is that why you live on the Isle of Wight? Because the toilets are nicer than in the UK?
I think you'll find that the Isle of Wight is in the UK.
Well, yeah, technically. But is it?
Here we go.
Here we go what?
Well, loads of cheap jokes about how we're all weird and inbred.
Excuse me. I'm here for a deep and challenging chat about the music and nothing else. You'll get no cheap jives from me, thank you very much. Right, next question. You are known for being one of the most accomplished bass players of his generation. Do you think the extra thumb helped?
No. Oh.
Okay, of all the hits you've had, which is your favourite?
Probably Lessons in Love.
Oh, really? Because mine's Running in the Family.
No.
Yeah, it's got the line, we only see so far, and we all have our daddy's eyes. That means a lot to me, because I've got my daddy's eyes. Well, one anyway. It's the only bit of him that let me keep. I wanted to keep his leg as well, but they said no, the miserable sods.
That was false as well, was it?
No. I believe the music business hasn't been the only business in your life, has it?
Now, that's right. In 1990, I bought a pub on the Isle of Wight, and I called it Joe DeFlo's.
Why Joe DeFlo's?
Well, I named it after my kids, Jolie, Darcy and Florrie.
Oh, that's funny, because my parents did the exact opposite. I was named after a pub.
What, Lee?
No, no, that's just my nickname. My real name's Firkin Little Nightmare.
That's unusual.
I think that's bad. My brother and sister got it worse.
And what were they called?
Dog and Duck. Now, Mark, I've got one final question for you. As you know, we're doing a parody of the film King Kong for the sketch this week. Have you had a chance to look at the script?
Yes, I have, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, everyone knows that the word genius is an often overused way of describing people in the comedy business.
Play the music.
Way down deep in the middle of the Congo, Hippo took an apricot, a guava and a mango. He stuck it with the others and he does the finny tango. Rhino said, we'll call it umbongo, umbongo, umbongo. They drink it in the Congo.
Don't clap him. What the hell are you doing?
You said you wanted something that was evocative of a mysterious jungle.
Yeah, I want something that evokes the image of a terrifying giant ape, not a fruit-based cordial drink from 1986.
Goose, 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 the funky demon.
Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen of New York, behind this curtain is King Kong. the eighth wonder of the world. I know what you're thinking. Surely, this can only be a five-minute show stretched into 2 hours. Well, you're wrong, and I'm about to prove it. But first, please put your hands together and welcome the Crankies! Okay, all right. But at least let me tell you how it all began. Okay, everyone, take five.
Oh, thank God, I'm exhausted.
No, I mean the first four takes were crap. Take five.
As lead actress, I'm starting to think this movie isn't the big-budget blockbuster you promised it was going to be.
Look, Anne, I told you, Motion in the Ocean is a legitimate, fully-funded feature film about a simple love affair set on the high seas. Now, come on, the camera's rolling. Get your top off.
Why should I?
Two words. Hollywood.
That's one word.
No, Holly's your understudy. Oh, blimey. Here comes little Lord Fauntleroy.
Anne, you look beautiful in the moonlight.
But it's daytime.
I know. There's something about your face which suits the half-light.
Oh, Jack, that's lovely. You know, I don't usually like the dialogue people write for me, but with you it's different. For some reason, I'm completely happy for you to put things in my mouth.
This is all I need. My co-star falling in love with the writer.
Oh, come on, Bruce. Don't be like that. You're my lead actor.
I'm your only actor. Why do I have to play all the male parts?
You know why. Our other two kept arguing. How did I know Mel Gibson wouldn't get on with Woody Allen? Anyway. Right, I'm going to have a word with the skipper. Excuse me?
Yeah?
No skipping.
Sorry. Afternoon, Mr. Denham.
Ah, Captain. I've got a favour to ask you.
Please, call me by my nickname. It's less formal.
Which is what?
I'll give you a clue. From my crow's nest, I have a bird's eye. And people say that with all the angling I do, I have fish fingers.
Okay, I have a favour to ask you, Captain Crow's Nest Stinky Fingers.
Can you say it properly? They said they'd send me some free cod pies if I gave them a plug.
That's it, Steve. Keep your dignity. I'm scrapping this film and starting again. You see, I found a map. A map of an island that no one has ever seen.
What about the map maker?
Don't get technical. The place is called Skull Island.
What did you say?
Skull Island.
Did you say...
Look, maybe you should stop playing the drums. You might be able to hear me a bit better. Come on, Captain. If this film makes a profit, I'll cut you in on the deal.
Okay, but I'll need to know a few more details than that. I'm not an idiot.
All right, I'll give you 15.3% of the box office underspend, plus regions 2 and 3 exploitation and image residuals.
All right. I'm an idiot.
Okay, everyone, listen up. There's been a change of plan. This film is being put on ice.
But I can't skate.
Where in the name of Giles Brandsless are you taking us?
I'll tell you where I'm taking you, Marty. Back to the future. Oh, hang on, wrong sketch. I'll tell you where I'm taking you, Jack. Skull Island.
Join us later for part two.
Please put your hands together for Mark King!
How can it be that alone carved out of every fashion by fate, suffered so hard from the games played once too often, making mistakes is a part of life's imperfections. All of the years, is it so wrong to be human after all? Drawn into a stream of undefined junk, those diamond rings they can't disguise the truth, that there is something about you, baby, so right. forever our love was concealed. No one could say that we didn't feel a million things and a perfect frame of life. Gone, fragile but free, we remain tender together. Not so in love, it's not so wrong. We're only human after all. There is something about you, baby, so right. I couldn't live without you, baby,
gentlemen. I'm not one of those comedians, but I'm doing my best. No. I'm not one of the comedians that tells old jokes, but someone told me a joke the other day, and to me, it's the greatest joke in the world. No pressure, then. And I'm going to tell it now. A man walks into a circus, got a little bag in his hand, goes up to the ringmaster. He says, I want to join the circus. The ringmaster says, we're not taking anyone on. He says, oh, you'll take me on. I've got the greatest act in the world. The circus master says, I'm not interested. He said, just give me one chance. Watch this. The man leans down, takes a hammer out of his bag, gives it to the ringmaster, and says, hit me as hard as you want. So the ringmaster whacks him in the face. The bloke's out cold. The ringmaster just stands there. He waits. Nothing happens. He panics. There's blood coming out of his ears. He phones the ambulance. Ambulance picks him up, takes him to hospital. He's in intensive care. It looks like he might die. The ringmaster's panicking. He cancels the show. In fact, he cancels the next night's show. And the next night, he's still in a coma. 3 months later, the man still hasn't woken up. The circus master is now an alcoholic and a drug addict. He loses the circus, and then he loses his family. He's lost everything. And still the man doesn't wake up. A year passes. And then finally, the man opens his eyes. And he looks up to the ringmaster and says, ta-da! Meanwhile, back on Skull Island.
Umbongo, umbongo, they drink it in the Congo.
Wow, look at the natives. They've got their top wobblers out and everything. Hang on, one of them's coming over.
I'll deal with this. I understand these savages. I'm from the Isle of Wight.
The only language this will understand is the language of spears.
Okay, let me do the talking.
Oh, baby, baby, I was that supposed to know?
Not that sort of spears.
Umga daki gata pacha pata.
Hello, do not be frightened. I know I am probably the only Western face you have ever seen.
Umga ti dagi gata gita papa yaba Michael Palin.
Okay, apart from him.
Jack, I'm frightened. I want to go back to the boat. Let's go below decks and you can work on my opening.
Don't worry. I'm used to fighting off brutish apes. I was a fag at Eton.
Oh, Jack, you're so brave.
Oh, my lordy! I think I've just done a squirty in my knickers.
Look! He's taken Anne!
I've got an idea. Captain, go back to the boat and get me the chloroform and fishnets.
This is like being back at Eton.
Not only are we rescuing Anne, we're capturing Kong. If we take him to America, he'll be massive.
Yeah, but he weighs 150 stone. He'll be massive anywhere you took him.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, if you think about it, America's the only place he wouldn't be massive. Anyway, the point is, America will love him, trust me.
Yeah, but you said that about Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Well, they weren't ready for Robbie. They didn't understand his slightly ironic northern cheekiness. But a gigantic hairy monkey, even the Yanks will get that. And come on, what could possibly go wrong?
Welcome to the Empire State Building. What floor, sir?
Level 42, please.
Well, that is... But that's as high as you can go.
Oh, I don't know. Mike and the mechanics were pretty good.
You do realise that's a roof, sir?
Yes, we know. Just hurry up. The love of my life is up there with an escaped 35-foot gorilla, which she's sort of fallen in love with.
Don't worry, Jack. I'm sure everything will work out for the best.
She hasn't been the same since her hand was held in his massive paws.
Sorry, Will, you're not supposed to say massive paws. That's a stage direction.
Oh, sorry. She hasn't been the same since her hand was held in his.
Okay. Here we go.
It's Kong I love now. I've told him he can come and live at my house.
But Anne!
I know what you're thinking. My small, narrow entrance won't be big enough for him. But we'll manage. Look at Noah. He got all those animals on the ark, and that was only 2x2.
I think you might have slightly misunderstood that story. Now, let's all be sensible about this. I know you're jealous, Jack, but she's clearly in love with the ape, and we've still got a film to make. So come on, love. Top off. I've even booked some planes for the big finish!
Oh, my beautiful Kong! I'll never forgive you, Denham. What you did to this poor, defenseless creature was inhumane and degrading.
Oh, leave it out, love. Everyone likes to see a monkey in a dress. And it helps sell tea bags.
You can't blame Mr. Denham, miss. It wasn't the aeroplanes that killed him. It was beauty that killed the beast.
Yeah, see, you're in a whole pile of shit now, love.
Right. Who wants to come back to mine for some bird's eye crab stick fish cakes? They're just what the captain ordered.
I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man. I'm a voodoo man, I'm a voodoo man, I'm an ape man. Cause compared to the sun that sits in the sky, compared to the clouds as they roll by, compared to the bugs and the spiders and flies, I am an ape man.
You've been listening to The Lee Mack Show with Lee Mack, Will Smith and Angela McHale, with music from Steve Brown, Mark Ellis and Matt Packett, and this week's special musical guest, Mark King. It was written by Lee Mack, Paul Carenza and Simon Evans, with additional material from Danielle Ward, and it was produced by Will Saunders!
Compared to the sun that sits in the sky, compared to the clouds as they roll by, compared to the bugs and the spiders and flies, I am an ape.